This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Over the last few years, the number of podcasts has skyrocketed. As of April this year, there are more than 2 million shows available, made up of 48 million episodes. But there have been some announcements over the last few weeks that look to shake up the podcast world as we know it. And to explain, Jeff Quattromani from the Technology Uncorked podcast is on the line. Morning, Jeff.
Very good morning. Thanks for having me.
Jeff, I remember about 10 years ago, if I wanted to hear a podcast, I'd have to go on my computer, download it to iTunes, plug in my iPod, and either listen to it on the computer or on the iPod. Things have shifted in a big way in the podcasting world since then, haven't they?
They really have. And it's funny actually thinking back, you know, that far along, how much things have changed. You know, now, if you want to listen to a podcast, it's almost as easy as flicking on the radio. And you can browse to podcasts very easily. You can search by genre. You can just type in a topic or even a person's name. And you'll usually find interviews that they've done on podcasts and things like that. It's very easy and accessible.
What is it about podcasts, do you think, that make them so appealing?
I think it's this conversation. You know, it's two people having a chat about a topic that people are interested in. And, you know, while we can't do this for hours and hours on end, a lot of people do, and that's what they become as a podcast. So usually most podcasts don't have music in them. It's just people having a conversation. And I think people like to be in the room of a conversation. And effectively, that's what it is a couple of people, sometimes just one person, just having a chat with the listener.
And I think, you know, when you tune into radio, you're dropping in at some point. This is on demand whenever you want it.
It is. And that's one of the beauties of it, is that if you're going for a drive, or even if you're going on a flight, which is when I listen to a lot of podcasts, is when I just want to tune out. I have no access to anything else. Download some podcasts and actually, you know, binge on them as I go.
Well, look, the beauty of podcasts have always been that they've been free and you can access anything from around the world at no cost. But Apple made an announcement a couple of weeks ago that looks to change that.
They have, and this is really interesting. So effectively from this month, if you have a podcast and you would like to put a paywall in front of it so that people have to pay a monthly fee to listen to your podcast, you can now do that. So if you actually want to monetize outside of just having your own ad agreements inside your podcast experience, you can effectively make people pay to listen. And this is taking the experience almost to become more like a Netflix or a Stan, where people are paying a monthly fee to just binge all of that content. So you can imagine if you're a podcaster and you need to make some money, this is the next way to do it.
I see some issues with this, though. So because, you know, I have a podcast myself and we have a whole bunch here at Hope as well, and you're basically putting out an RSS feed that has your podcast and all the catchers take it, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. So if you're putting up a paywall on Apple Podcasts, what's stopping someone from going to Spotify and listening to it for free?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And it's a little bit strange to see Apple doing this. Spotify has also announced that they're doing this as well. And effectively, your agreements would be with the podcast platform. So if you're running a paid podcast through Apple, that would be the way that people have to access that podcast going forward. And this is a good way of Apple or Spotify taking a land grab of existing podcasts that are out there, because we know that Spotify has signed some exclusive deals. Apple has done the same, where people have to remain on that platform and are only accessible through that platform. So if you want to make money and you want to do a paid podcast with Apple, it will exist on Apple's platform only. However, if you also want to do a paid deal through Spotify, you could choose to do that. And then I guess it would be up to you as to how much you charge to be on Apple Podcasts or how much you charge to be on Spotify. And perhaps it would be the same, perhaps it wouldn't be, because the reality is that Apple takes 30% of revenue that would be generated through those podcasts, whereas Spotify at the moment is taking none.
Wow.
So you could make more money through Spotify than you could through Apple at the moment.
Well, that's very interesting. Are there other potential problems with the idea of paid podcasts, Jeff?
Look, I think for me, it becomes accessibility. I've loved that podcasts have been free. And yes, I do sit through ads that they might be doing and things like that. And I'm happy to do it because I'm not paying for the content. So sure enough, but I think it's sad because the podcast platform has blown up so much over the last few years that I don't want to see people becoming restricted from that. But in saying this too, people now pay for accessing news on websites, whereas in the past it was laughed at that you would, as if you would pay to read the news on the internet, but now people do. So, you know, I think it needs to swing both ways, that if you really appreciate the podcast, maybe you will pay for it.
You have the Technology Uncorked podcast, Jeff. Are you thinking of putting up a paywall?
Not a chance. I mean, for me, it's just one bloke sipping on some wine, talking technology. I think I should be paying people to listen, to be honest. I feel guilty when I look at the numbers. So no, I will not be charging. It'll be free forever. Absolutely.
Where do you see podcasting 10 years from now?
I think it becomes something that is almost like tuning into a radio station. You know, as you tune into an FM band or an AM band at the moment, I think cars will have podcasting built into the infotainment systems. And I think the quality will rise. I think what we're seeing in radio in terms of the quality of that medium, I think if you can imagine that kind of shift into podcasting where there isn't this disparity where when you tune into a podcast, you don't expect a lot out of the content. But when you listen to radio, you certainly do. I think it will start to be a level playing field. And maybe this conversation that we're having is running live as a podcast at the same time.
Are you trying to put me out of a job?
I'm trying to become part of your network. I'm trying to be with you, Sam. You and I.
Jeff, well, you know what? There's some good news is that we have free podcasts here at Hope, right? So you can go to hopepodcast.com.au and they're going to stay free, no paywall, as is the Technology Uncorked podcast. Jeff Quattromani, thanks for being available on demand with us today. And we'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.